It's the Criminal Justice Association at Northern, and we're putting on a dodgeball tournament April 15th, this Sunday, for benefiting the Special Olympics.
Yeah, and it was an idea that Nick Dahl came up with about a year ago or so.
Yep, you're correct.
And she called you?
Yep, she called us. So we're very thankful to do this because it's a great cause. So,
what's going to happen?
Well, the tournament starts at 10:30, but registration is from 9 to 10, and the tournament will start at 10:30, and we'll start dodgeball.
And what people need to do is get a team going together, get a team up. How many people on the team should they have?
6 to 8, roughly, just because you can only have 6 people on the court at a time. But pretty much anyone, as many people as you'd like, can join. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
You look like you're excited.
It's
going to be fun. Do you have a team?
No, we don't. Our group is going to be kind of just managing everything and doing that. It'd be a little hectic to do both.
Yeah, it should be fun, though.
Yeah, definitely.
So people need to get a team together. Mm-hmm. And what is the entrance fee, do you know?
The entrance fee is $200 per team. Mm-hmm. And we have a website. It's www.firstgiving.com/NMU/dodgeball. So if you go to that website, you'll find everything online. And you can register up until April 13th. And if not, then you can come the day of and register. And it's the same price.
Do you play dodgeball?
I have a few times. I'm not very good, though. I usually get out right away.
It just sounds like such a great time.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I think people are going to have a lot of fun with it. There's contests for best costume and best team name, and there's going to be prize packages for first, second, and third, which is donations of a combination of a whole bunch of businesses around town. So. Yeah.
So what you need to do, if you're going to get a team to play dodgeball, you need to go out and get sponsorships, pledges, get people to pledge for you and to sponsor your team. And if you can get $200 worth of pledges, then your entry fee is all set up.
True, yes.
And comes in and you guys will be monitoring First Giving, I know that.
Yep.
And when you come in and register, then tell them who you are and they'll look at First Giving where you're at. $200 certainly is not the limit.
No, not at all, not at all. So,
is there going to be a prize for the most donations, the most pledges?
The most pledges? I don't know if we have a prize for the most pledges, but our prize packages are definitely worth it. They're really great, and you can get some awesome stuff out of them. So
get a team together.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about playing dodgeball, get a team together.
Yes.
And where is it going to be again?
It's going to be at the PEEF. So at Northern Michigan University's recreation facility in the basketball courts.
So get a team together, get people to pledge money towards you or for your team and set up at First Giving?
Yes. You can set up at First Giving until April 13th, or you can go to the day of the tournament and sign up and bring your money that day, and you can sign up right then.
So you have a week.
You do have a week, yes.
If you don't have your team yet, you have a week.
Mm-hmm.
Get people together and come out and play dodgeball for Special Olympics.
Yes, it's a great cause.